This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Freedom versus freebies.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn
on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, this is John here from Freedom's Disciple podcast, the only show on the Blaze where you come for the accent, but you stay for the principles and the love and defense of American exceptionalism. You're about to listen to a short clip from last weekend's show, and I'd encourage you to share it with your family and your friends. Also, please consider subscribing to our show. Search for Freedom's Disciple on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music, where a new show is released for free every Saturday at noon Eastern.
Thank you so much for sticking with me, America. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. As always, let me know how you think this show went, if you enjoyed it, if you didn't like it. If you think I'm full of BS, if you disagree 100%, or if you agree, get in touch. I'm on Twitter at Freedom Disciple, on Facebook at Freedom's Disciple, because apparently Facebook has more freedoms than Twitter, which is funny. And I'm also on Facebook, and you can friend me if you look up Jonathan Dunn 58. Get in touch. In closing, I want to talk about something that I think is critically important for all Americans, left and right. Regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum, on the principle spectrum, whether you're a conservative, libertarian, or a liberal, it's how we respond. This idea of, and one of the things I don't get about social media has such a great platform, has the potential to be a great platform, because you see things online. And or you see something, a comment or a video or a politician giving a speech, I get the instant reaction that goes, oh my God, you're a moron. Believe me, I've said that. One of my lines, I use it a lot, and it's, you'll get the reference, I'm sure. But when I see things, I make jokes out of things, and when I see things that annoy me, politicians 99% of the time, or media, I go, oh my God, you douchebag. Are you sure that? Danny Danibucci. I get that reaction. I have it as well. I don't do insults and I don't demean people, but I get that reaction, that frustration, that instant frustration. But one of the things I don't understand about social media is it has such a potential to be great, because it could be a great battleground of ideas. Because while you have that initial reaction of, you see something going, oh my God, you're a moron. On Facebook, on Twitter, you have to type that out. And I've typed it out a few times, but then the filter in my head kicks in, kind of going, okay, is that going to add anything, or is it just going to basically escalate it to a load of hate and insults? Okay, it's not going to solve anything, it's just going to escalate it. Then don't say it. But the opposite is true on social media. It's like, hey, I don't see you. I don't recognize you as a person. You don't have a head, a heart, a mind, a set of feelings, a set of emotions. I'm just going to say anything I want to you, because you're just a picture. That's all you are. You're not a person. And I don't get insults. I don't understand why people have this constant need to insult people, to demean people. Because, again, going the historical route, If you read your Declaration of Independence, you will see very clearly your founder's intent. It was not to destroy something, it was to build something. What is the idea when you see someone who disagrees with you, Tommy or your liberal friends or anything, is the idea, if you think they're 100% wrong, is the idea to demean them and to cast them out to hell? Or is it to raise them up? To build something? To say, hey, look, I love you as a person. I recognize you as a person. But here's where we disagree. And have a back and forth. But not with the cliche, the hook that says, if you don't agree with me, then I'm going to insult you. So I want to address this, some of the things I have received by pro-life people towards Tommy. Before you, if you heard this show and you haven't heard her comments, or if you're engaging with her, I honestly ask you this, please. Meet her on the battleground of ideas. Discuss your differences civilly. We have to extend her the same courtesy she refuses to show other people who she disagrees with. We have to be better. We have to be better people. That is the constant thing we have to strive for. Just because she goes around calling people hypocrites and sellouts, and bloviating about how great Trump is, and being insulting and angry, if we respond in an angry and insulting way, it's pointless. It's wasted energy. Because no one is going to change anybody's mind. No one's going to discuss things. So please, if you listen to this show and you want to engage with her, I encourage you to get in touch with her. On Facebook, on Twitter, on any way you can. I don't know if she's on Instagram or Snapchat. I can barely struggle with the two, so I don't know about Tommy. But please, be civil. Be respectful. But also be consistent. Because I've been tweeting and posting on my Facebook about this all week. And I've seen people say some of the following, and I want to respond to them. She's just full of hot air. Well, guess what? How is that helpful? That was one of the... She's just full of hot air. Okay, great. How do you want me to respond to that? How do you expect her to respond to that? She is the... There's an article coming out today where they're going to paint her as the hypocrite. Again, how is that helpful? So she calls you a hypocrite, you get annoyed, and you're going to respond with an article saying she's a hypocrite, and people like her are hypocrites. Is this all we want, like to throw red meat to the people? Yeah, well, thank God, thank you for standing up for me. She called me a hypocrite, but I'm the one who's right. She's the one who's a hypocrite. How does that solve anything? Is our aim to build, tear people down, or is it to build something up? Is our aim to just demean people and say, hey, guess what, you're just going to rot in hell? Or is our aim to save people? A large percent of Americans claim to be Christians. Read your Bible. How are we to treat sinners? Are we to demean and insult them, or are we to try and help them and reach out to them? Because not one of us is perfect. That is what we need to do, I believe. I've heard people say, you know what, it's time to shut her up. Be consistent. Be consistent. If you want to be a conservative, how can you claim to be a conservative? And I'm not calling you a name, I'm asking you a question. How can you claim to be a conservative who believes in traditional conservative principles but want to shut someone up? Do we not have a right to free speech? If you want to shut Tommy up, I got to be honest, I'm not on your side. I can't join you in shutting Tommy up. I don't want to shut anyone up. I would love if I could. If I could, this is what I honestly would love. I would love to sit down with Tommy and have a long chat with her. It would be respectful, and I would go through all the principles and have a discussion with her. And have it back and forth. But I'd also be prepared to walk away from that discussion knowing there's a good chance she won't listen to me. And there's a good chance we won't even agree on anything. But I would love to have the opportunity. But I don't want to shut her up. I don't want to shut anybody up. I see people in the media that I cannot stand on both sides, left and right. I'll never support, hey, they need to be shut up, they need to be silenced. Because the minute you start that as a precedent, you're in for a lot of trouble. Because then it comes to a point where, well, I don't like what you say. I'm going to shut you up. And conservatives, if you're a traditional conservative, just play this out. Even if you don't believe in the principle, just play this out. It's not a smart strategy to follow. Because the way, the trajectory of Europe, of America, of the world, is people like me and what I stand for are becoming in the vast minority. Do you think I'm going to always have a right to free speech? So even if you don't believe in the principle of free speech, it's not a very smart game plan. Because we'll be the ones shut up and silenced and put in the corner. And lastly, I had someone call her a baby killer. What is it about people on the right who want to be inconsistent and are using liberal talking points? Now, this comment was on my timeline several times, and I corrected the record on it. There was also an insult in there, which I'm not going to repeat on this air. It doesn't deserve the airtime. But she's a baby killer. Now, unless there's something I don't know, I've never seen it or I've never heard it, but let's give people the benefit of the doubt. I have never seen or heard Tommy have an abortion. Going around calling Tommy Lahren a baby killer, you are no better than the left blaming a gun for a shooting. Because if you do up the grand total of the amount of babies Tommy has killed, even 3 days after her big outpouring of being pro-choice, and you do the grand total of people guns have killed, it's zero on both counts. It is time to be consistent in our views and stop using liberal talking points and liberal views. Her comments, I think, are really bad. They're not consistent the way I see things. But we must address them, being draped in eternal truths, and be entirely consistent. I finished this to the show today by asking you one question. What defeats hate? What defeats insult? Do we gain anything? And by the way, if you have an answer to this, please get in touch on social media. I'm not hard to find. If you think any outcome is possible when you meet hate with hate, with insults with insults, if you see any positive outcome to that happening, and by the way, you feeling good is not a positive outcome. It might be for you personally, I mean in the grand scheme of things. Please let me know. I'd love to hear it. The way I see the world, and hey, my truth, my thinking, but it's also based in biblical teaching. We're to love one another. We are to sit with prostitutes and tax collectors. That is the example of our Savior Jesus Christ. Why don't we follow it? My truth, my thinking says, as Christ said, as people like Martin Luther King said, as people like Bonhoeffer and Gandhi have said in different forms, love is the only thing that defeats hate. Love. And as much as you hate me, I'm going to love you even more. That is what we must be. We must be the generation that stems the tide of hate, of insults, of abuse, and of liberal talking points. We must meet on the battlefield of ideas and have a back and forth. But be respectful. Because hell knows, there's an awful lot of people who get great joy and get a lot of publicity for insults. A lot of people have it. If we don't be the generation, and if we don't be the people that says, I get the hate and the insults, but I'm not responding. If we don't do it, who will? As the old Reagan says, if not you, who? If not now, when? I thank you from the bottom of my heart tuning in today. I really hope you have learned something. I hope I've inspired you in some way to get involved, to speak out for certain principles. I hope it's inspired you to educate yourself. I don't want you to find my opinion. I don't want you to find Glenn Beck's opinion or Tommy's opinion. I want you to find your opinion. But base it in truth. Base it in principles. Find your truth. Because here's the bottom line. And I know people, I said at the start of the show, people in radio say if you talk about abortion, which I've done for about 45 minutes now, people won't listen. And that's okay. I'm prepared for that. But I can think of no bigger or more important issue than standing for the right to life. I can think of no more important value to stand for than the right to life. And if we don't be the generation that stands for it, who will? That quote at the start of their show that The View used, 68% of conservatives are pro-life. To me, that's a really low number. And that shows you how much work we have to do. Forget looking at the left trying to fix them or insult them or demean them. Look upon yourself. Look around your circle of friends. And say, we have to address that 32%, or even if it's 20% or 10%. That is what we must do. And I'm going to do everything I can to help you, to inspire that change. Because I see the world going in bad places. And I don't know what I can do or how I can do it. But I know I'm going to give it my best try. I want it to be crystal clear in the book of life that I stood for it. That I stood for principles. That I did everything I could. And I hope you do too. I'll be back with a podcast this Saturday, America. It'll be released, as always, back to a normal schedule, 12 noon Eastern, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and Google Play Music. For free, you can check it out anytime. Share it with your family and friends. Until then, we finish this show the way we always do, America, by saluting the real heroes in society. Your police, your firefighters, your emergency personnel, and your vets. The men and women who defend your nation and your values and your principles and sacrifice for them 24/7. We salute them each and every week and each and every show we do. And also I salute you, the great American people. If you've heard nothing or digested nothing for what I've said for the last hour, digest this and never ever forget it. America is great because Americans are good. America is great because Americans are good. That is each and every one of you. Until Saturday, America, God bless you and God bless America.
Thank you so much for listening to this short clip from the Freedom's Disciple podcast from last Saturday. I hope you enjoyed the content. Please subscribe for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music by searching Freedom's Disciple, where new content is released every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern. God bless.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.